Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The race for mayor of New York really heating up now, with word that Andrew Cuomo is staying in. Democratic candidate Zohran Mamdani is weighing in on that. Let's get the very latest with our Glenn Shaw.
Yeah, certainly a major part of an interview with CNN last night that Mamdani did, saying he's not worried about Cuomo staying in the race, and then the quote saying, well, did it once and it turned out pretty well, referencing the primary. He seemed to try to downplay it.
Ultimately, Andrew's decision or my decision matters less than the decision that voters already took on Tuesday night, where we won from Bay Ridge to Diker Heights to Harlem to Washington Heights. We saw a mandate delivered for a new generation of leadership.
Earlier in the day, yesterday, hundreds of filling up the steps of City Hall as Eric Adams officially kicked off his re-election effort as an independent. He went right after Mamdani.
This is not a city where you use idealism to state you're giving everything to everyone for free. There's no dignity in someone giving you everything for free.
Again, there are multiple reports out this morning that indeed Cuomo is staying in the race as an independent on the November ballot fight and deliver line. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
She lost the UN ambassador gig when President Trump asked her to stay in Congress due to the GOP's slim majority. But now, Elise Stefanik has her sights on Albany. The Hill is reporting that she's prepping to officially launch her campaign for governor. A new Gray House poll gives her a massive lead, 44-7%, over a fellow Congressman Mike Lawler in a hypothetical matchup. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman got just 5%. Governor Hochul stopped by LaGuardia Thursday. That was to tout the expansion of the Healthy Terminals Act, which provides improved health care and leave benefits for workers at both LGA and JFK.
Let's put some money back in your pockets. For anyone with a child under the age of 4, how does $1,000 extra every year sound to you?
The Healthy Terminals Act was first introduced in 2021 and established wage standards at airports across New York, as well as health coverage for full-time workers. This expansion adds an additional 15,000 union members who were not previously covered, including ramp, cargo, concession, retail, and part-time employees. It also includes 2 to 5 weeks of paid vacation, depending on seniority, as well as an additional 10 paid holidays every year. Governor Hochul has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of Carolyn McCarthy, who has died at the age of 81. The former Long Island congresswoman was one of the leading voices for gun control on Capitol Hill, having been elected following the death of her husband in the 1993 LIRR massacre, in which her son was wounded.
Former Congressman Peter King says he has been friends with Carolyn McCarthy since the 1990s, and he spoke with her just a few weeks ago.
She was at home in Florida. She was actually at home. She was preparing to die. She knew it was going to happen. And she was, the way she always was, just calm and talking about different people we knew.
King says McCarthy was fair, strong, and down to earth.
We were in different parties. That never came between us. Carolyn was always working across the lines. She was committed to Long Island, to New York State, to the country.
McCarthy served in Congress from 1997 to 2015. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
80 dogs rescued from a house of horrors in Brooklyn, where one of two women who lived there was found dead. This was at 2780 East 66th Street in Mill Basin after cops got a 911 call and found a 73-year-old unresponsive. They also found dozens of dogs living in squalor with no electricity in the home. Neighbor Alex Zinger tells ABC 7 it wasn't the first time police checked the house out.
The cops used to come, they used to knock on the door, and they were not let in, and they said they had no probable cause.
The woman's cause of death is not yet clear, but it's believed the heat wave could have been a factor. The dogs were removed and are now in the care of the ASPCA and Animal Care Centers of New York. New info in that fatal shooting in Queens.
Police tell us it was a 15-year-old boy who they believe pulled the trigger inside of a Jamaica Queens apartment, shooting and killing a 14-year-old boy. That 15-year-old is facing charges, including manslaughter. Feliciana Hinton lived down the hall from the victim and says he was studious and close with his family.
He was a really good kid. And when he was leaving out, he'd say bye and stuff like that. So he's a sweet boy, and it's really just sad to hear.
Neighbors in the building believe the two were friends. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Jamaica.
But the New York Times and CNN getting letters from White House lawyers demanding they retract their reporting of the U.S. strikes on Iran or else. That's after President Trump slammed both while at the NATO summit.
With CNN, it was the New York Times, and they're both disgusting, really horrible groups of people.
Both outlets reported on a leaked report that said the bunker bombs only set Iran's nuclear program back a couple of months. Trump said that was unfair to the pilots who carried out the mission.
You see where the wound is on the earth, and three of them right next to each other. Perfect. And they should be admired and respected for what they did. And the fake news, in order to try and hit me, the fake news made them look bad.
The administration confirmed that intelligence report, but described the assessment as being of low confidence and claimed it was leaked to undercut the president. Both CNN and the New York Times say they stand by their reporting. Well, we've heard about not leaving children or pets in a hot car, but Best Friends Animal Society is out with a warning about hot sidewalks. Spokesperson Natalie Perkins.
A good rule of thumb is if you can't put your hand to the pavement for more than 7 seconds because it's too hot, that means it's too hot for your pet's paws. Their paws are somewhat sensitive. They can get damaged.
She advises walking them in the early morning or evening hours when it's cooler outside and find a grassy or shaded area. Make that walk a quick one and bring water for the animal. Signs of heat stroke in dogs and cats, for that matter, include weakness, heavy breathing and panting, vomiting, excessive drooling, and a dark red to purple tongue. If that happens, do not submerge them in water or cover them with a wet towel. Instead, apply cool but not icy water to their ears, belly, and paw pads. Once they are stable, get them to a vet.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.